I think I'll take the last few minutes to talk about how you can develop executive presence. There are only about six tools available for you to project the 10 qualities of executive presence. I might say even seven if I include instinct. But you have your eyes, your face, your body, your voice, your conversational pace, and also your message architecture, and that is how you form sentences, your language. And there's not much more than that besides instinct. So think about what you can see in a person's eyes, the range of emotion. You want to think about whether or not a person or your audience is following what you're saying. You see worry in their eyes, surprise, you see boredom, you see engagement. And you're going to tailor your message, even as you're speaking, based on what you're getting back from your audience. When you see that other people have tightly, and I'm talking about emotional intelligence now, developing emotional intelligence, that is reading people and also being able to respond to what you're getting from the read. So the warmth of their smile, messages that you get from frowns or sneers or clenched jaws, if someone in your audience has tightly crossed arms or legs, the head resting on one hand, then you know you need to vary the pace of your discussion or you need to vary the content. And you want to make sure that your presentation isn't monotone, but that you're inflecting, you're using emphasis in some areas of your presentation. So the bottom line is, if you want to be perceived as an executive, you're going to have to use expressive tools in ways that cause your audience to perceive you as an executive. And you learn them. You learn to project the 10 qualities as you practice them. And if you don't, then the audience does not really see you as a leader. Here are a few things that you can do right away. My first recommendation is that hire an executive coach. Believe me, it's worth your money. That person is hired, is paid to tell you the truth about how you show up. If you can't hire a coach right now, then you might want to video yourself making a presentation and then review the video and have some of your friends also review the video, people that you trust who will tell you the truth about how you show up. They will point out areas that you can improve and then make a list of those items where you need improvement and a plan for improving each item on the list. You also might want to get a professional evaluation of yourself. There are assessment tools that can assess your emotional intelligence. And there are people, especially executive coaches, and it's also an expertise of mine, who can give you feedback on the results of those assessments. Always ask people that you care about and trust to give you feedback. That feedback is a very rare commodity. Very seldom will you get honest feedback. People will just allow you to fail or allow you to keep making the same mistakes and just let it go. Why should they take the trouble? But you will be surprised that if you actually ask for feedback, how willing people are to help you out. And then practice. Get in front of a mirror, practice. You want to be authentic. Some people say that a power stance is a good stance to take when you are making a presentation. What I mean by a power stance, think about Wonder Woman. Arms akimbo, legs spread, looking directly out. I'm really not a fan of the power stance. It's just too confrontational. I'm thinking a champion stance will probably work out better and is more natural, and that is feet planted slightly apart, one foot slightly in front of the other. You want to stand tall, have good eye contact, speak out, use inflection, as I mentioned earlier, and you might want to join a group such as Toastmasters to practice speaking publicly. And then when you speak from a podium, don't hide behind it. Every once in a while, you want to stand on the side of the podium and speak as if extemporaneously. And notice I said as if. It doesn't have to be extemporaneous. It may be something that you've memorized, but you want to practice it so that it sounds natural. And here's some of your worst mistakes. Slouching. Whether you are speaking, whether you are sitting in a meeting or in a casual conversation with a colleague or one of your superiors, do not slouch. It conveys poor self-esteem, low energy, and a lack of confidence. Also, you don't want to look down when you're speaking. You don't even want to glance down when you're pausing because it communicates discomfort and self-consciousness.